Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening.
Now, we've been talking about teachers since breakfast, really, today, because of the fact that, as you will have heard, all three teachers' unions have overwhelmingly backed a joint motion that increases the chances of industrial action if issues around pay inequality are not resolved by early May. So that's just next month. There's been texts coming in all morning from people telling us that teachers need to stop whinging, essentially. That's been the most texts that we've received. And Eamon Delaney was on News Talk Breakfast this morning, and he said this.
More of the moaning that we get from teachers' unions every year and have got for like decades now. When it's Easter, you know, it's Easter eggs, Easter bunnies, and it's teachers' unions, usually in Killarney or down in Munster, bellowing at the minister or not inviting the minister and demanding more pay, more conditions, more leave, more recruits. So it just goes on and on.
Okay. You heard that there, and the tone of most of the texts it seems to be quite negative too. So we are going to ask the question on Lunchtime Live, the opposite question: are we too hard on teachers? Are we actually kicking them unjustifiably, and are we being unfair as the media, but also as a society, on teachers? And to discuss that, I'm joined now on the line by Fintan O'Mahony, who is currently on secondment with the junior cycle for teachers, but is a former member of the ASTI Standing Committee. Fintan, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Ciara. Nice to talk to you then.
Do you feel that there is a perception within the teaching profession that people are very hard on you, that the media is hard on you, that society misunderstands you, that you are getting the kind of the rough end of things when you look for any change in your pay and conditions?
I've got to say, when you're in school and you're teaching your students, and when your students are your focus, the whole issues that might come up by the convention that Easter don't come up when you're dealing with parents. When a teacher walks across the doorway into their classroom and starts teaching a group of kids, that's their focus. I'm teaching a long time, 25 years, and you know, I find that even if there are teachers who are on lesser pay and who aren't being paid on the same pay scale as I am, that their focus when they walk into the classroom is their students.
Mm-hmm.
And those issues don't really arise. But as you can imagine, when you have 500 or so people in a convention centre, and they're focused on the what we call like the politics of education. That the problems in education are going to come up. Not every teacher is focused on in that way, but conventions are about what's wrong with education. So of course you're going to find people complaining and giving out. And in the case of, as you mentioned earlier, in the case of pay for newer entrants to the profession, people who joined the profession in the last 7 or 8 years, that needs immediate overdue addressing. It should have been dealt with, in fairness, by the unions and by the department, 5 or 6, 8 years ago. It should have been put out of the way, but other stuff has gotten in the way. So I would say that the perception at a convention would be, that there is a lot of negative commentary. But, you know, it's to be expected, I think, if we're to be honest, because if we're at a convention and we're complaining about the education system, people...
It's not going to be all positive feedback.
Exactly.
A lot of people... we're asking the question, are we too hard on teachers? A lot of texters are coming in now and saying that they are. Someone says, do we give out about any other profession as much as we bash teachers? Do we despise shopkeepers, office workers, nurses, solicitors? Why is it okay to publicly discuss our negative feelings for teachers? Is it because of our own experiences? Attitudes may be formed in our teens when we despised a variety of elements of the world. Someone else says, Ciara, everyone seems to be able to confuse teachers' contact time with the length of their working day. Radio broadcasters only work 2 hours a day, don't they? I'd say we work probably considerably less than that, to be fair, and good on us. Shane in Wexford says, if teaching is such a great job, why isn't everyone doing it? Why is there a shortage? So some people are saying, yes, people are far too hard on I may get to the negative text in a while, but some people are saying we are too hard on teachers. Other texts that are coming through that are very interesting as well, Fintan, is from teachers saying that the unions are very militant and don't represent them. And various people are texting saying in their school, in their staff room, there's hardly any union members because the teaching body, teachers, don't like the unions either. Teachers don't like the unions. Is that true?
Yeah. Unions have an issue in terms of engaging with their members. That's no doubt about that. You know, you have to remember that, if the maximum number of people who are to attend the conventions are at the three conventions, you could be about 1,500 teachers or so, and there are 70,000 teachers in the country. So you're dealing, you'll have 2% of the teaching population are at the convention. Now, I wouldn't doubt any of those people's commitment to this, like I said. But like I said a minute ago, they tend to be people like me who have an interest in the politics of it and who have an interest in the issues around education that might not touch every single teacher. You know, I think the issue of pay, like the lesser paid teachers and newer entrants to the profession, that's a separate issue because that should affect all of us. I think everybody should be on board with that. But,
okay. Sorry for interrupting you, because I really don't mean to, because I'm very interested in what you have to say, because I do want to answer this question. I want to kind of tease out whether, but the line is very bad. So what we're going to do is we're going to try and get you on a different line and see if we can improve so we can actually hear the good stuff that you're saying. So just bear with us. We're going to do that. I'm just going to read a couple of the texts maybe about teachers that, to give a flavour of why we ask the question, is it the case that we're too hard on teachers? Keith says, while it could be said that public servants in general are overpaid, teachers in particular are being paid for not working. The only thing they want us to change ever is their wages. They should be fired. The evidence of the bullying of the government ministers through the year is the reason for that. And don't get me started on the nurses. Okay, so that's somebody who feels very strongly about that. Someone else says, for those teachers that are on contracts of a few hours a week, that's desperate and definitely needs to be looked at and addressed. But the full-time wages, plus the holidays, plus finishing at 3 p.m, plus the amazing pensions, they really do need to cop themselves on. So lots of people, coming at it from that point of view. Fintan, are you able to, can we hear you little bit better now?
Yeah.
Good stuff. People are... And I'm not actually trying to kick you because we got such negativity about teachers today. We wanted to sort of say, look, is this very unfair? People are under the impression that you work, you know, you get, I don't know how many weeks a year. It must be more than 10, 14. How many weeks a year of holidays do teachers get?
Secondary school teachers' teaching time is around 167 days in the year. It is 167 days. I think a primary school teacher is slightly longer.
So how many weeks of holidays is that?
So after you've marked off your summer tests and everything, you're finished probably sometime in the middle of June. You have all of July off, and then you come back to school for a secondary teacher the last week of August. So the summer is for 7 or 8 weeks.
Seven, eight weeks.
We have our 2 weeks at Easter and we have our 2 weeks at Christmas.
So with the midterms, maybe 13, 14 weeks. I'm not trying to trick you. So this is what people are saying. They're saying they get the 14 weeks holidays. They start in the 30 grand kind of figure is what they might get, but they can go up to the 50 grand, or maybe if they're doing well as year heads and principals and whatever, the 60 grand. They have decent pensions and their working day is shorter than, as people see it, mine.
One of the texts right out there was an interesting one. I think about a bit from a teacher about contact time versus time the teacher actually spends their job. You know, I mean, the school I work in, you know, most people would have been in school at 8:30 in the morning. That's half an hour before we start. They would have been working through the lunch. They would have been working until, you know, with school might close at 3 or 4 o'clock, and they're there on 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. You have to take into account all of our PE teachers who attend every sports club and the sports team.
So
there's all those other things that
here's a question. I work in commercial media, so commercial media, so people here are on contract, some of them are employees, but a lot of people just be on contract work. They would also go to work from 8:30 to 5:00, so that's not different. They wouldn't get, some of them, if they're on certain contracts, wouldn't get any holidays that were paid at all, let alone 14 weeks of them. On the issue, forget the work and day for a minute, because I think there are loads of corrections and all you have to do. But sure, everyone works from 8 to 6 or 9 to 5 or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But even on the pension and the 14 weeks holidays, like 14 weeks is unheard of in any other job at all. People would see it as a massive perk. And that's possibly why they look at the teachers and kind of go, God, just have it good. Are you as bad at PR? Is that part of it?
I don't know that anybody is getting, I definitely 25 years ago didn't get into teaching to be a wealthy person.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's getting into teaching today and having to work other jobs to supplement their income. You know, I know teachers who've, of teachers who've had to work in cafes and work in restaurants and work in other places in order to supplement their income and to be able to pay their rent. Like when we have a situation as a society where we have teachers who are, who we would have regarded in times past perhaps as being the respected, along with yourselves, the doctors, and along with judges and along with ministers, they're the people that, were supposed to be kind of the pillars of society. If we have teachers, people in that those professions who are actually having to work in a restaurant to supplement their income so they can pay their rent, something has gone wrong somewhere.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Look, thank you for talking to me. I would actually have loved to talk a little bit longer, but the line again is a little bit tricky, so apologies. But look, thank you for that. That is Fintan there, Fintan O'Mahony, who was former member of the ASTI Standing Committee. And Sheila is on the line now, and Sheila herself is also a teacher. Sheila, are you a primary school teacher?
I am, Ciara. How are you?
Okay. I'm not trying to trick you or trap you or any of that. We're kind of saying, because we got a lot of negativity in on the text lines and all about teachers, we're actually trying to say, are we too hard on you? Do you feel people are hard on teachers?
Well, I suppose it's a good time of the year for teachers because the congresses are on, so we get a lot of our issues kind of in the public domain at this time of the year. So obviously that's going to cause debate. I think the vast majority of the public value teachers and their contribution to society, and I would see it as kind of an opportunity to engage in meaningful debate with people and kind of inform them of issues that maybe they're not aware of, and like the issue of equal work for equal pay, which has obviously gotten a lot of the headlines at the minute. But like I know from being down at the INTO Congress that, there are lots of other issues that teachers are down there discussing, like lack of funding for schools, the change to the curriculum, technology and education. So, I mean, it's an opportunity for us to discuss things we'd like to see happening in education, as well as obviously our own terms and conditions of employment.
One of the things that people took exception to earlier was Pat was talking about it on air. He's talking about maternity leaves and teachers, how if it falls right for a teacher, as it were, that they could have their maternity leave that might end, say, at the end of June, and then run from their maternity leave straight into their paid summer holidays, and they might be able to manage to have a huge amount of time off, months and months and months of time off, I don't know, six, 8, 9 months off with pay. Things like that, people feel that teachers have opportunities, I suppose, in the workplace that nobody else has. Is that fair?
Well, I suppose, as a female, I wouldn't see the problem. What's wrong with a mother timing her maternity leave to optimise the amount of time that she would have with her child at home? But, I mean, I think the reality in a female-dominated profession is that, it's not that easy, that you don't just time to have a baby in a certain month and it all works out rosy for you.
No, true.
And I suppose we're lucky in teaching with our holidays, but they are inflexible. So, if it works out well for you, that's great. But we have had changes to our maternity leave in recent years. So we don't have, previously there might have been, which would have been the public domain, if we had missed the summer, we might have been able to add on holidays towards the end of our maternity leave to add that on. But that has all actually been changed. So we don't gain additional holidays compared to, I know, when my own sister had her last child, she very luckily was able to take 11 months off between unpaid leave, and she added on 4 weeks of holiday.
Are teachers entitled to holidays as well as the holidays, the school holidays?
No, when there were some changes, we're entitled to 20 days holidays a year in line with the other public sector workers.
On top of the school holidays?
No, not on top of it. This is purely maternity related now that I'm saying. So, we can't add on those 20 days anymore. That's not open to us. So if you are off on maternity leave during the holidays, you don't accrue those days back at the end of your maternity leave.
Oh, okay. Sorry, because I don't want to, misrepresent you or anything. So what you're saying is if your maternity leave overlapped with your holidays, as in you were on maternity leave during your school holidays, you got extra holidays so that you got the same holidays and you got your maternity leave.
No, we didn't. We used to be able to add on a certain amount of days at the end, but unfortunately that's not open to us anymore.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is that teachers actually get the same maternity leave benefits as all other workers.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's maybe a misconception.
What would you say, Sheila, to this text? It says, Ciara, 3 months summer holidays, 2 weeks at Easter and Christmas, plus half terms, short working week, less than 8 months at work, guaranteed pension, not bad. That's representative of enormous amounts of texts that are coming in. How is it that people think teachers have it so good, whereas teachers are telling us? Where there's something misrepresented somewhere, because the vast majority of the texts are saying you don't know your luck, whereas you guys are saying, hang on a second, this is way harder than you think. How is the message being lost?
I'm not sure, to be honest, how the message has been lost. I suppose everybody went through the school system, everybody has a perception of a teacher. And I suppose even myself, before I became a teacher 12 years ago, yeah, I would have had a kind of an impression that, you know, that there were going to be a lot of perks to it. But in the 12 years I've been teaching, I've seen massive changes to the
profession. Is that why you went into it, Sheila?
No, I went into teaching because I love children. I love working with children. I'm working in special needs education at the minute. It was something that I've always wanted to do, and I'm actually the only public servant in my family, so it's not that there was a history of teaching.
All right, all right.
But no, I mean, there was a perception, you know, that, oh, it's great and we get all these paid holidays and all that, but like in primary school, like, we have a 10-month salary that's actually divided over the 12 months, so it's not that we're actually paid for the holidays. It's just that our salary is divided out.
What does the average, say you're 12 years at working as a teacher, what kind of salary would somebody qualified as a primary school teacher earn after 12 years?
Oh God, Ciara, I wouldn't know off the top of my head now, to be honest. I just, when the money comes in, it's straight out onto the mortgage and the
bills. All right, fair enough.
There's not left, to be honest.
Okay, all right. Look, thank you for talking to us, Sheila. Thanks for taking your time to talk to us. Another listener is on the line who is also a teacher, this time a secondary school teacher from Dublin, Miriam. Miriam, you've heard a lot of what we're talking about. We're actually not trying to kick you. I suppose what we're trying to work out is why are people so hard on teachers? When teachers, I would suggest, particularly from hearing what's coming out of the Congress or whatever, teachers feel hard done by, but the society seems to view you as having it good.
Well, actually, all the research would show that parents have an awful lot of trust in us as a profession, and the two highest, most highly trusted professions are nurses and teachers all of the time. So there is, but there is, obviously there will be from time to time people have comments to make about teachers. Yeah. So there is a bit of negative. I was listening to the June, July, August conversation there, and I was fiddling with my pen. I just wrote, can we get over it? I've been teaching for a number of years, and yes, there is June, July and August. They come as part of a package. And the rest of the package is the work that you do during the year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also, I'm not going to say you're working every day because that wouldn't be true, but it does give you time to upskill. It gives you time to reflect. It gives you time to plan. I teach English, so it gives you time to read. And I think that the biggest thing, like you're talking about the divide between how we see our profession and how other people who have texted into you might see it. And I think I know what the problem, I think, I could be wrong, but it's that when you're a teacher, if you're any way worth your salt, you will make an emotional commitment to the students in front of you towards their intellectual development and towards their personal development, because we're with them at a really, really crucial time in their lives, and we want them to be well, strong, resilient, happy, comfortable, and successful. So it's hugely intensive. And the other aspect of June, July and August is that you actually need it.
Yeah.
You're quite drained.
No, I to be honest, I can totally understand that. And I work sitting here in studio in Newstalk at the moment, but I worked for 20 years as a doctor, and I would agree there are some jobs that are very draining where you come home at the end of the day. But I suppose one of the things that people, and you know, I'll read a couple of texts to you. Somebody says, Ciara, teachers do a great job, not easy looking after a full class of kids. Some kids are more difficult than others. Someone says, but lots of people on about, you know, the holidays. Someone else says, teachers do not let go of their hard-fought entitlement and benefits. As a parent of two teenagers in exam years, we can see how the syllabus is crammed into too short a school year. We've had to supplement our kids' education with grinds paid to, guess who? The teachers working part-time outside outside of school, it's a joke, but the system and the teachers won't agree to change. People are under the impression that yous have it quite good. And I know you're saying it's draining, but what I was, the point I was making about being a doctor is I used to go to work at 8 o'clock in the morning, sometimes come home at 9 o'clock in the evening. I was self-employed. I probably took 3 weeks off a year.
Yeah.
Nobody paid me to, you know what I mean? And in fact, I had to pay somebody to sit in my chair when I wasn't there because we couldn't close.
I completely understand what you're saying
so
there.
So there are loads of jobs that are really hard, but that they don't have the 14 weeks holidays. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that. But as I said, I just pointed out there that it's not totally holidays, so it would be unfair to just brand it as that. And also, there's no two ways of a need. I'll tell you where there's a real need. If you go back to what motivates, this is fascinating now, if you talk to teachers, why do you go into teaching? And there are two reasons. All of the research tells us this, the international, the academic, our own research here in the union, tell us that to work with a subject that you love is the chief motivator going in. But the other one is to make a difference in young people's lives. Now, you being a doctor, a nurturing profession, you understand
I do.
That motivation. And it can be a bit demotivating, to be honest with you.
No, I get that too.
Talks about my profession, that they always just zero in on June, July, August, which are there. There they are. But there's an awful lot more to it than that. And sometimes you just feel, I wish people understood the rest. But more than that, I wish they understood what motivates us.
Can I ask you one last question? Because I'm going to just have to throw to a short outbreak. But would you, I mean, teachers do feel that that compared to other professions, and they're not as well paid as they'd like and all that. Would you, you mentioned being in the union, ever conscience, yes, taking a pay rise, but in return for, say, a longer school year or that kind of thing? Is people like a bit of give with a little bit of take.
Oh, we give a lot.
Are teachers open to things like that? Yes, we'll give you a pay rise, but yeah, you know what? Finish up at the start of July, maybe, rather than the end of May.
Can I tell you from many years' experience, is that teachers are always open to everything that is to do with students' benefit and their well-being. That's what the balance always is. So it was something you'd have to think about, but we're always open to suggestion, and then we have to think and reflect about it.
Okay. All right. Look, thank you for talking to me. And I do appreciate you coming on air as a teacher. And, you know, we're genuinely not trying to sort of, I kind of want to hear. And, you know, somebody says, Ciara, you're doing it again. Is there anything to discuss other than the holidays? It's not doing anything for the professionalism of teachers and their commitment yet. Parents send us their most treasured possessions. And someone else says, Ciara, News Talk is the most anti-teacher media outlet ever. You never have anything positive to say about the profession. How many people in your station would stand in front of a class of 35 junior infants and keep them happy and teach them? None, I would say. All I can say to both those texters is we've handed over the first half of the hour to teachers. I'm putting teacher after teacher on the air. We want to hear what teachers say. I actually want to hear teachers defending themselves and explaining why we're too hard on teachers, because that seems to be the perception, and maybe the PR needs to be handled. But anyway,
thanks again for listening to this Lunchtime Live podcast. Please do subscribe via the app or on iTunes, and check us out on newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Talk to you again soon.